Hallelujah. When you come before the Lord, be seated and please listen very well. It will help you walking with God. Listen, God is not a man. He says, he that come to God must believe that he is. He is God. He is not a man. I want to point something that will help somebody. Listening to me now, here or wherever. Just take your seat one moment. Listen. I share my own experience. Maybe somebody will learn from it too. That's what I try to do as a preacher. I discovered that this our God is so mysterious. So mysterious. And by nature, I'm a very inquisitive person. Anything I don't understand, I want to understand. Oh, that is true. Take for instance, if I shake you, I will shake you good morning. You will say good morning. Now shake, I shake you. Sit down. But the same person again, I can shake you again and anointing will carry you. Do you understand? Now, I am the type, say, ah, not the same hand now. So I'll begin to, to find out, what is in the hand? What happened? When I greeted you, then again now, I shook you. Nothing happened. But now, there's another shake again. I will shake you with the same hand, and the power of God will pack you. I'm using as an example. This is how. Because where I came from, amen, I didn't know anything like that about God, about the things of the Spirit. Praise God. And then, a sister carried my Bible. I held the Bible one time. I was going to enter my car. One sister who used to be in the choir, where is she? Juliet. And then I just told her, don't hold this Bible. I am going. Don't hold this Bible. I am going home. He said, Daddy, let me just hold it for you. Now let me carry it to the car. If you hold this Bible, anything will happen to you. Now you Sabio. Daddy, give me now. And she held it, and the power of God packed her and threw her on the ground. What in that Bible? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know what I'm just saying? I begin to ask. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. They will lay hand on the sick shall recover. Where did they get this hand? So when you begin to ask questions like that, then God will lead you to understand. But more importantly, all that God will first ask you, answer you is, the church shall live by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. And just as Ecclesiastes said, as we don't know how the fetus in the womb, how the bones grow, how he grows, say that is how also we don't know the ways of the Spirit. We don't know. And that is why when God gives you a commandment to do something, just do it. Just do it and you will see the results. We are here for an ordinance. You think we just to come and eat bread? We don't fit chop bread for house. To drink wine, we don't fit drink wine for house. But you will drink this. You take the bread here, and take the wine here, and something will follow. something will happen. If it is done as he told us to do. You know, there's a scripture, James chapter 5. Can we read it from verse 13? James chapter 5 from verse 13. He said, is any, I'm using this as an example for us to take these ordinances seriously. Is any among you afflicted? What did he say you should do? Let him pray. He said, is any merry? Are you happy? Celebrating anything? Let him sing Psalms 14. Then he said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And then he added, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do what the Bible. You see, this Bible I used to tell you, I say it's like a chemistry book. It's practical. If he said, do this and this will happen, do it and it will happen. That is where faith is. What is it? He said, somebody is sick. Pray for him and anoint the person with oil. Oil. He didn't say which type of oil. Ororo, you're cooking oil. Carry oil na oil. Forget these people who don't commercialize oil. They don't put up a bottle right there. Olive oil. That oil, no be olive oil. I lie, no be olive oil, anything. And the anointing oil must not be olive oil. They don't write it there. They anoint the person with olive oil. Did they say olive? What did he say? Oil, oil, ororo, granite oil, palm oil, oil now, oil. It's practical. Praise God. But the interesting thing is, when you anoint the person, now I didn't understand that until William Branham said, anywhere you apply the oil, he said the Holy Ghost comes there. When they want to anoint a king, appoint a king, it is oil they pour upon the person. During our breakthrough service, a sister, Nena, in discernment, brought a sister out, told her, you have a sister like this, a uniform sister, he said, yes. My social name, he said, yes. His social name, yes. The Lord told me, before she joined the Air Force, she came to the altar here and the pastor anointed her. He said, yes. He said, this is thus said the Lord. There's a problem she's going through. He said, God, he said, because my servant poured the oil on her. Because the oil is on her. That is the emphasis. What is in that oil? And I take these things very, very seriously. Once the Bible says it, do it. That is why every Christian should have oil in the house. If you catch this revelation, every sister should, every brother, every sister, every believer should have oil in the house. If you don't have none, go and get one after today and keep it in the house. Even in time of emergency, at least you cook now, oil will go to your kitchen. Earlier in the afternoon, for instance, a sister called me and said the child, 3-year-old baby, has been terribly sick. And now, and she herself, she's a nurse. So being in the hospital and the child is not responding to treatment, it's getting worse and the doctors are worried. Can't even eat again, can't even, nothing, not responding. And she called me, she was confused. And I remembered this scripture. And I asked her, do you have oil? She said she didn't have. I said, go and look for oil and buy and call me back. I think after about an hour or so, she called back. I said, open the oil. I blessed the oil. I said, now, rub that oil like a cream all over that baby. And the Lord will heal the baby. I even forgot, just before I came to the altar now, I remembered her and I called her. And she was saying, Pastor, your God is great. Your God will be my God. Praise the Lord. I said, what happened? He said, the baby suddenly came back to life. And is now responding. And the question is, what is in that oil? Praise the Lord. What is in that oil? That's all I do for, maybe you may not know, people who paralyze. Paralysis. Stroke. The science will say you should physiotherapy, Abby. Physiotherapy. Me, my own, I go bless oil. They tell you, say, they rub balm for that place. They rub balm every day. They rub balm, they pray, they rub balm. Where is my reference? It's James chapter 5. Praise God. And it has never failed. Don't carry oil and come and bring, Pastor, bless this oil for me. I say, you, I'm telling you the mystery in the oil. Take that oil, pray very well, make reference to James chapter 5, and rub it. God will honor your faith. Praise the Lord. It works. The same thing with the communion now. Amen. What is the bread? What is the wine? Hallelujah. What is the bread? What is the wine? Can we read it now? It says, verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Apostle Paul was bringing down something. Maybe before we read what Apostle Paul said, let's go to Matthew 26 from verse 26. 26, 27, 20. Matthew 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread. That's the Passover. The Passover feast. And blessed it and break it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Which testament is talking of covenant here? Is the covenant, the new covenant. What is the covenant? What is the covenant? God entered a covenant with man and sealed it with the blood of his only begotten Son. And that blood, because he's sealing with that blood is still speaking. Hey, hey. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know how you study the Bible, oh. I don't know how you follow this God of Israel, oh. I don't know how your Christian life is. My own is a practical. There are times I will read the Bible, something will be quickened to me, I will jump up in my room. What? Like when I first gave my life to Christ and I read Mark chapter 16, this sign shall follow them that believe. I said, so there is a sign that will follow them that believe. So there is evidence for me to know that I'm a believer. I heard there must be a sign. Let me see now. They will lay hand upon the sick shall recover. Abby. Eh? They will cast out devils in my name. The signs are there. What are you waiting for? How will you confirm that you are a believer? It's practical. So I began to look for people who are sick. It's practical. Amen. See, if you catch this revelation, I'm telling you, it gives you confidence. Spiritually, it gives you peace. 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 If you know who you are, amen, then you will understand why John said, greater is he that is in me. It's not a confession. It's not something you should say after me. Say after me, greater is he that is in me. It's not say after me. It's a realization. It's realistic. There's something you know is in you. And if you know that there is something in you, then you want to compare what is confronting you with that thing that you know is in you. Then if that one is stronger than you, then you will run. But if the one that is in you, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know who is in you, then what are you afraid of? A demon is coming to you. Praise God. Amen. I went somewhere, they were pointing some empty houses. Some empty houses. They say they belong to one man, and it is Scorpio house. He's Ogboni. You park in there, you will come out with nothing. So nobody wants to park in there. I say it's a lie. This same landlord, I have lived in his house for maybe 4 years or so. I have lived in that in another house where he's been somewhere. I rented it. I said there's nothing like that. Not one time did I see any demon there. Not one time, and I didn't live there in any. I went to a bigger house. That's why I left the house. In fact, I enjoyed that place so much, I didn't even want to leave. But I needed a bigger place. That's all. I said, nothing like that. It's nothing like that. They were saying, no. I said, what? Nothing like that. And because you know you are a pastor now. You are a pastor. It's not because I'm a pastor. It is because I know greater is he that is in me. Oh, people will not understand this. Hallelujah. It's not because I'm a pastor, it's because I am revelated. And because I know who I am. And you say you cannot be attacked, I will be attacked. I was attacked, so they demolished this church. But I'm here now. I am a winner. I am a winner. We are called overcomers. This is the blood of the New Testament, New Covenant, the God we serve. See his introduction. I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. He said, that is my name. You don't know what it means. He's saying, I am a covenant-keeping God. That's the meaning. That is the meaning. It was Abraham and his seed after him. And Isaac is his seed. The covenant continued with Isaac. And Jacob is his seed. The covenant continued with Jacob. And his seed and his 12. Israel today is still there today. Enjoying that covenant that God had with his father. Abraham. Hallelujah. Many of us don't understand what happened on the cross on Calvary. We sing a song now. When I saw the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gave, I count for glory. Have you surveyed that cross? The songwriter said it's a wondrous cross. There's something wonderful about it. Because it's at the cross, where I fall so light. The bodies of my heart were rolled away. When you meet songs that are inspired by the Holy Ghost, inspired by revelation. Amen. The body of my heart were rolled away. Where? At the cross. So we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. What does it say from verse 23? He said, for I have received of the Lord. It was by revelation, Apostle Paul. So because he was not there the day it happened. That which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night, as we read in Matthew chapter 26, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. He took bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, you know, notice something. All the prayers of Jesus was thanksgiving. Eh? He didn't say, oh Lord, oh Father, oh, no, no. Even at the grave of Lazarus, he still thanked the Father. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, he gave thanks. After he gave thanks, let's read on. He break it and said, take it. This is my body. That's where I am going. This is my body, which is broken. For who? For who? We are many now. What happened? Are you fasting? This is my body. Jesus said, his body is broken for who? He said, this do in remembrance of me. Okay? And when, and after the same manner, also, he took the cup. When he had stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26 now. This is it. He said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, what are you doing? You do show the Lord's death till he come. Now, this is an ordinance that makes us, takes us to the cross. It is at the cross where the bodies of my heart were rolled away. If there's anybody therefore in your heart that follow you now as we go to the cross, the mystery there is, if you come with the right understanding, amen, you will receive healing. You will receive deliverance. You will receive revival. You will receive restoration. Any problem you have, because when you come to the cross, you will hear Jesus groaning and shouting, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. God cannot deny himself. The suffering that he suffered on the cross of Calvary is not for nothing. The day you catch a picture of what was happening on the cross of Calvary, the greatest event that took place on this earth was the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. When he made an announcement, it is finished. He just said, it is finished. What is it finished? Is it that he's suffering in the hand of the Romans that is finished? No. He had the power to stop them. He had the power. Do you remember? In another narration, that they came and they asked, where is that Jesus? Where is that man? He answered, I am he. What happened? Everybody fell down. The power of God. Amen. Praise God. Peter was ready to fight for him. He said, Peter, stop it. You can't fight for me. I can tell my father he can bring a legion of angels to fight for me. But, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't do that. Do you know why? He came down. That's the mystery. He came down to redeem us. Do you know the meaning of redemption? Something that is originally your own. Amen. But you lost it. You want to bring it back to yourself. It's called redeem. And there is a law for redemption that God himself has to follow. And you have to pay a price for redemption. And the price that was paid for the children of God that were lost to the devil in the Garden of Eden is the price of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that blood, that is what gives that blood the power. It is the price for redemption. Why do you say something is your own? It's because you have purchased it. Why do you say he's the landlord? It's because he has a certificate of occupancy. Why do you say this is my car? Because the title deed of ownership of that car is in your name. You bought it. It belongs to you. Even if you didn't buy it, somebody else bought it and gave it to you. Praise the Lord. Our freedom was purchased on our behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, he said, who the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. Where did he set you free? At the cross. And that is what we gather in communion. He said, as often, let's read verse 27 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's continue that reading, please. What did he say? From verse 26. What did he say? From verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show, remember the Lord's death. You remember what he did for us on the cross until he comes. Verse 27, he said, wherefore, hallelujah, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And he says something. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Verse 29, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And verse 30, he said, this is the reason, for this cause many are weak, spiritually weak, and sickly. All manner of sicknesses among us, and many even sleep. They die because they come before the Lord's table unworthily. Unworthily. Well, my desire is to make somebody understand what this communion is all about. The day you understand it, then you will enjoy the benefit of it. If not, it will just be religion. It will just be religion. Just religion. But today, even today, if you catch the revelation of what I'm trying to convey to you now, whatever problem you have come to the last bus stop. Not Bride Assembly Church. Oh, I'm talking of the Lord's table. They were in bondage in Egypt. It's a type of the church that is in bondage, satanic bondage. What did he use to bring them out? He used the blood of an animal for them to pass over from bondage to freedom. Even now, when I see the blood,
when I see the blood, when I
Hallelujah. And they apply the blood in the lintels of their homes. That blood was applied there. And the angel of death is going to pass through the land. And only that house that is see that blood applied there, when you see it, you will pass. There will be no weeping in that house. Who is he after? It's after the firstborn, because that is the strength of the family. And in Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us that if we come to Christ, we have come to the church of the firstborn. And every firstborn belongs to him. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout, I belong to Jesus. Shout it, I belong to Jesus. Shout it very well, I belong to Jesus. We belong to him. Therefore, we mean so much to him. So much. We are the church of the firstborn. And the firstborn is a special born. Hallelujah.